Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We're located over at 1250 North Banana River Drive, right across from Audubon Elementary School over near Triangle. And we just wanted to take a moment and invite each and every one of you out to one of our services. We have Sunday morning services at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. So hopefully maybe you can join us in the near future. But in the meantime, we've got a great topical Bible study here. Turn the Light On is here. And I've got a co-host. She's here. And it's Martita.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Martita. Welcome to the program. And
Thank you for having me.
So excited to have you on the program all the time. You have so much to offer, so much to bring to the table. A lot of people may not know it, but we did Bible college together.
Yes, we actually taught
at the Bible college for most of my education, off and on, different classes, and then I began to teach as well. So we just try to bring whatever God's possibly given us, you know, through learning and spending time in the Word, here to the table so that we can share just truth with you guys. We want you to succeed in your walk with the Lord. We want to see you grow. We want to see you mature and become who God's called you to be in your life. It's a powerful thing.
Not only that, if you ever see us, let us know if you have a question or a topic that you want to hear about. This week, as I was spending time with different people, they were going through different situations and they had questions. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's a great topic. And they're like, I love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And so, and I love it because I tell them, I said, you just gave me homework. And it gets me to go back to the Word and really study.
Sure.
And go back to it and I go, wow, that is a great question. So it encourages me.
Some people may be out there like, man, I'd love to hear about this. Well, you know, hit us up with an email. Go to testimony@ourlighthouse.net and give us a topic. We'd be more than happy to bounce that around and bring it to the air. We want to hear from you guys out there. So, you know, maybe you just want to say hello or just say, hey, I'm out here. I'm listening. I'd love to hear where everybody's listening from and things that are happening out there in the community, the radio community. So hit us up on our website at ourlighthouse.net. Just go to testimony@ourlighthouse.net. And, you know, that we'd love to hear from you. And
that would be awesome.
You can also find us at ourlighthouse.net on our website as well. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, for sure. So, Martita, we always like to bring a topic for the day, you know, for the program. And I kind of came up with this one, and leaning towards Ephesians and Ephesians 6, it was like, having done all else, stand. And I want to talk today about, you know, standing and just being firm in God and in faith. We've been teaching on faith in our Bible classes on Thursday nights. And, you know, what do you do when you're stuck, you know, at the crossroads of what I'm believing and what's happening aren't lining up right now? And maybe your health is failing. Maybe you're struggling in your body. Maybe your finances are dwindling away and you're watching yourself sink deeper and deeper into debt. And it's just your joy is being robbed from you and just diminishing in that process. Maybe, you know, you're out there and life's taking you down right now.
Oh my gosh. You know, as you're talking, the Lord brought me back. So I'm going to share this. When Jenny was just 6 years old, she was in first grade and she was really struggling. So then it affected her health. And I was at the doctor's twice a week. She had from a cold to pneumonia to you name it.
Right.
We went like that for 4 months and I kept praying and I'm like, Lord, I'm losing my child and I don't know what's going on. I was a nervous wreck. I will go to the doctor and I remember the last day I sat with the doctor and I looked down. I had two different pair of shoes on, different colors, sneakers. And I looked and I thought, my gosh, I'm losing my mind. They did MRIs, CT scans, everything. And I said, Lord, I need you. And I was desperate. And I was standing on him and right. holding on to him because I was desperate. When you see your child's health just going down in this desperation. And finally, he said, take her out of school and homeschool. Something I thought never, ever.
Right. It's the last thing I want to do.
Yeah. People will tell me homeschool. I'm like, no way. She's in school. I can have some time to get my stuff done. One morning, I woke up after 4 months of prayer. Jeff looked at my face. He says, you got the answer. I said, how do you know? He goes, you're not stressed. I feel peace upon you. And that's when he said, take her out and homeschool. The Lord gave me that word, and I stood on it. When I took her out, everybody went against me.
Right.
It was like, you don't know what you're doing. But because I knew that the Lord told me to do something, I was standing firm on it. And I ended up homeschooling 12 years.
Wow.
Transformed her life, transformed mine. We are super close. Now she's in her 30s. We have a great relationship. But what did it was standing
sure.
on his word and knowing that he had my back. And he was the only thing I got to hold on to.
Sure.
And it was the best decision ever.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's people out there right now that are listening to this program, Martita, and they've done all they can do, and it's not enough.
That's right.
I've been there. I assure you. It's a hopeless place to be in your life, but here's the bottom line is you have promises in the Word of God, okay? And are they true? Does it really work? I think that's where the rubber meets the road on today's topic. Are you going to stand and believe the Word of God in spite of your circumstances and believe that what God has said in His Word is true?
You said that's the key word. Faith. You said the key word.
Yeah.
Believe.
Right.
That is a choice that we have to make to say, I choose to believe what the Word says over everything that I see around me.
Yes.
And you said it, it's faith.
Yeah.
Believing that this is true and the outcome is exactly what the Word says.
Sure. So that's what it is and that's what it means to stand. Sometimes you just have to stand. Okay? You know, I'm thinking of people that are sitting out there right now, Martita, and they're like, you're crazy. You know, that seems crazy. It's so illogical. And you know, maybe your life may be broken and it's collapsed due to emotional or spiritual or even physical trials that you've been through and 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 been through, right? And I believe it's God's answer for you today. You're going to have to stand. You're going to have to put your faith 100% in God, and you're going to have to stand against the enemy. You're going to have to stand against your own thoughts, your own ideals, and you're going to have to say, I'm going to believe the Word of God today.
I agree with you. As you say, is it a verb? It's an action. It's a decision that I have to take to stand on it. And the Word, it says, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. But we forget to say the first part where it says, submit to the Lord,
right.
resist the devil,
yeah.
and he shall flee.
Sure.
So the first thing I need to do is I need to submit to the Word of God.
Right.
And to submit to the Word of God, I need to know the Word of God. And to know the Word of God, I need to open that Bible.
Sure.
Okay.
You know, as we look at the word stand, it's a simple word, right?
Yes.
It's just stand. What a, you know, it's not hard to stand. You just stand, right? But it doesn't take a lot of thinking. It doesn't take a lot of actions or movements, but it does take faith, okay? And the problem I see is that it's not the go-to position for people that are struggling.
No.
They're not standing on the Word of God. They're standing in their own strength. They're standing in the words of the doctors. They're standing in the words of
what
their
they
check
see,
account, checking
what they,
account,
yes.
what they can see. And, you know, I guess what I'm really trying to do today is stir you guys that are listening out there in your faith that all things are possible to those who what? Believe. Standing and believing are very synonymous. You know, you've got to come to a place of faith where you just say, God, I am going to believe that your promises are true for me today. and I'm not going to waver. I'm not going to let the world sway me back and forth. And even though the world's telling me I'm sunk, I'm over, I'm done.
Yeah, because that's what the world does.
I'm going to believe that you're able to lift me up, that you're able to raise me up, that you're able to show me how to walk on water, which isn't humanly possible, yet Jesus and Peter both did it.
Wow, you read my mind. It was like I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
When Peter says to the Lord, if it's you, call me, command me to come out. And Jesus, what is he going to do? Well, yeah, I'm Jesus, so I have to command you, come out. And Peter started walking on water. As long as he kept his eyes on the Lord, he was walking on. But when the turn, you know, when he started looking at that water and felt the wind and the situation itself,
circumstances,
he started going down. And Jesus went and helped him, and he goes, you a little faith. Why? Because he took his eyes out of him. So what I get out of that is, if you want faith, you have to keep your eyes on Jesus. Because if you don't, your faith will weaken. He is your strength. He is your rock. He is the one that provides. And that is so strong. But I'm going to add to that, maybe because I'm a mom.
Right.
And I'm a woman.
That's
and
why
I'm,
I love your perspective.
Yeah, I'm a nurturer.
I'm definitely not.
I'm a nurturer. Mm-hmm. I know that my children, and I'm going to start with children, but this goes to everybody. My children, when they were afraid or they were sick or they were down, and I will say, I got you, it's okay. Either they grab my hand to feel that security, or they will jump on my arms so I will hold them and I will walk. I'm going to say, and look, this week, last night, I was, one person was broken. Her heart was broken, and I went to her and I just held on to her and I said, let the Holy Spirit just flow and fill you. I didn't say a word. I just held on to her, and the presence of the Lord went into her. And the person that was very sad and broken, and you could see the stress in her, it kind of flowed right out of her, and she was calm and in peace. So even though she said, Martita, I was standing on the word, she needed to feel the presence of the Lord. So if you're by yourself, get a pillow, hold on to it, and say, Lord, this is like me holding on to you.
There you go.
And just hold on. Or go to a friend or a family member that says, I need a hug. And not a quick 2-second hug. Hug. And let the love of the Lord fill you up.
Right.
And that will give you the strength to stand. It's amazing. It's amazing.
You know, earlier I was saying that when we face these situations and these trials and these tribulations, for lack of a better word, but, you know, it's not our go-to position all the time to stand. You know, I find myself personally, I'm fight or flight. You know what I mean? In my life, I will face an obstacle or an adversary or something, and I'll pull myself together and gather out my resources, and I'll get ready to fight. There's a time to fight. And other times, I find myself running for cover. I'm just you know, just tuck, run, go get some shelter, you know, try to protect myself from the shrapnel that's coming in life. But I really believe, in spite of either one of those situations, God is calling us in our lives to stand on his word, on the truth. The Bible says we'll know the truth, and the truth will what?
Set us free.
Right? So Ephesians 6, 10 through 13, would you read that for me?
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on your full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, stand.
Isn't
I love that.
Amazing. That. It's such a powerful scripture. You know, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord. You know, I think that scripture, so many times we look at it and it's like, we skip past that, but it's like I believe God's saying, you've done everything else. You've been in fear, you've been in anxiety, you've doubted, you've run, you've tucked, you've fought, you've scraped.
And we have to be careful.
Finally.
Yeah, because we go to either food, alcohol, drugs, depression, I'm sleeping,
right.
I can't move, I'm frozen.
Fetal position in the corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
The shaking. So instead of finally being strong in the Lord,
right,
we go to all these things trying to fulfill the need. And when we finish, we just feel worse because we're emptier. And it's like, finally.
Yeah.
You tried everything.
You tried everything. Exactly. Having done all else, it's in there. So I really feel like that word finally is a key there. So finally, be strong in the Lord. Listen to me, everybody who's out there right now and you're in a battle.
Yes.
Finally, would you just be strong in the Lord?
And His mighty power.
His mighty power.
Understand, it's not your power.
Right.
It's His power.
Put on your armor.
Yes.
Get ready. The real battle, you know, take your stand against the devil's schemes. You see, you're wrestling against the attacks of the enemy. I felt it this week. I felt it, you know, I've been on missions trips. I've felt the schemes of the devil coming at me in my face 100%. And what could I do in those moments in the midst of, you know, team members going down and things just going crazy and things happening? I had to stand. I had to look at all of that and I had to go, no, I'm here with a purpose, and we're going to serve the Lord, and we're going to do what we can do, the best we can do it. We're going to stand, okay? And then, you know, it comes back to verse 13, therefore put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, okay? The day of evil is going to come.
Yes.
There's going to be a day when you look and you go, this is a lot. I'm overwhelmed.
Yes.
And the enemy is after me. And he said, when you get to that moment, you put on the armor of God so that you will be able to what?
Stand.
Stand. You know, and the armor is your righteousness, your salvation, your truth, your peace. You know, all the different things that the armor represents, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. You know, all of those things represent your ability to what? Have faith in God. And what He's already done for you in your life.
Amen. And I want to add to that, you don't have to do it alone. A lot of times when we are depressed or going through a hard time, we hide at home instead of going to church or hanging out with our fellowship Christians, you know, that can encourage us. And then Satan has a hold of us easier, you know, because we are by ourselves.
Pulls us away from the herd.
Yes.
Like, you know, the same way animals hunt.
Exactly.
You know? He separates you and then he goes for the kill.
For the kill. So instead, you make yourself get up and reach out to the others. And don't, you know, a lot of times we're embarrassed and that's pride and we don't want to share. Get to somebody that you trust and say, look, I am going through a hard time. I know the word, but I need you to stand with me. Help me go through this. In other words, you don't have to do it alone. That's why we're brothers and sisters in Christ.
Right. That's what church is for.
Exactly. Our rock is Jesus Christ, and you go to Him first. You don't go to your friend first. You go to Jesus Christ first. But again, you don't have to do it alone. There's a time when you reach out and say, would you help me?
Yes.
And that's what we're here for, is to help each other out.
For sure.
Not to judge each other, not to put each other down, but to say, you're not alone. I'm right here with you. Come on. And then look at the word and find those promises. Whatever it is you're dealing with, if it's healing, if it's physical or monetary or relational, you go in the Bible and find those verses that you can stand on and say, it is written. The
right.
Word of God says this, and you stand on it. That's powerful. That's standing on the word. That's standing on Jesus, is finding those words, decreeing it over yourself, over the situation, whatever it is, and you stand on it.
Sure.
Don't back down.
So when do we stand? I can tell you this. You need to stand before, during, and after the battle.
Amen.
It's not like, oh, the battle's over, now I have to stand. Or I'm in the middle of a battle, I better hurry up and stand. No, you got to be standing before you even get in the battle.
So you prepare yourself.
No, you got to be prepared. You know, the Bible says that we have to be ready in season for everything that the enemy's going to throw at us. There's never a time that God tells us, oh, yeah, you can stop standing. You know, you always need to stand. I mean, did you catch that?
Yes.
Think about this. There's no out. There's no moment when you're not supposed to be standing on the word of God. He doesn't, you know, say, go run and hide and then come stand in a minute.
Let's be real. We're in a war.
We are.
Okay. So we are in the war spiritually and physically, you know, in the flesh. A soldier, you go to be a soldier, you go to training, you go to boot camp. It's hard, but it's preparing you and getting you ready.
Right.
You go to war, you do the battle, you win the battle. It's perfect. But then they have to stand so the enemy doesn't come back.
Right.
You have to be trained first. So train yourself. Learn the word. Go to church. Fellowship with others. Get to know people. Hang out with those people so you can grow and be able to stand strong.
That's so good, Martita. And we're believing with you guys out there. We're believing that God is stirring you today to begin to stand. Maybe some of you have run. Maybe some of you have been fighting. I've done both. But today, I'm believing that God is saying, it's time to take a stand. Draw that line in the sand. Say to the enemy, you're not coming past here anymore. You can't have my kids. You can't have my finances. You can't have my health. I am coming for you, and I'm going on the offense, and I'm going to come after you, you know, and I'm going to stand against all that you're doing. So let's take a quick break, and let's come back and talk a little bit more about standing.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Just just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Martita, today we've been talking about standing against the offensives of the enemy, when everything's coming at you in your life, when you feel like you just aren't going to make it, or that things are just coming against you and you're just discouraged. I'm here today to say you just need to take a stand. So, you know, God says that he'll do certain things for us when we do make that stand. When we have faith and we stand on the word of God, there's a few different things we can expect to happen, okay? First is God will use his strength and his power to deliver us.
Amen.
Okay, don't be afraid. Stand firm and watch God do his work of salvation for you today. That's Exodus 14, 13.
It is amazing because he also says God will protect us with his armor. And we read that in Ephesians 6:11 where it says, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. So he provides the armor for us to stand. We're not alone.
Right. And I also believe that God will stay by our side. Okay? He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You know, stand in the knowledge of who God is and who you are in him today. So here's the bottom line, everybody. Are you ready to just make your stand and,
yes,
and believe God? You know, you need to get back on your feet, maybe in a certain area of your life. You've got to get up. You've been knocked down. Get back up. Let God stand with you. Let him help you get your armor on, and let him begin to show you how he can deliver you.
And remember, stand together. You don't have to do it alone. We understand that standing is difficult, especially when you don't feel like moving. Standing stretches you in ways you cannot imagine. Standing can get uncomfortable, and standing may be understood by others and the choices that you make.
Yeah, but they're not going to get it.
That's right.
Sometimes
but at the end,
aren't going to get it.
At the end, if God calls you to stand, it is precisely what you need to do.
That's so true. So good, Martita.
And
so,
reach out to your brothers and sisters to help you stand.
Right. Just
stand.
It's crazy, but it's true. You know, in 1 Corinthians 16:13, it says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, and be strong, okay?
And if the Lord is telling you to do it, that means that you can do it.
That's right.
He doesn't ask you to do anything that you're not able to do, and he helps you do.
That is powerful. So guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. This is Turn the Light On with Kevin, Martita, and Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We hope we'll see you on a Sunday, 8:30, 10:30 a.m. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.